As Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton stump through the Keystone State, they're not agreeing on much. But when it comes to international trade, both candidates and their respective rallies get all riled up. They say the U.S. needs to renegotiate trade deals to bring back manufacturing. But that might not be the whole story. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff reports.
On a Friday night in Altoona, the Blair County Convention Center was packed to the rafters with Trump supporters. There was an overflow room downstairs and a crowd outside that couldn't get in. He discussed everything from ISIS to Supreme Court justices, but it was talk of jobs that got the crowd excited.
We are not going to let your jobs leave, folks. We're not going to let it happen. They're not going to Mexico. They're not going anywhere else.
Like many Pennsylvania cities, Altoona has been on a slow decline for decades. Factories have closed, industry has left, and the railroad city is now classified as distressed by the state. Trump gave the crowd a clear solution and culprit for this decline.
We're going to renegotiate trade deals. NAFTA, signed by Bill Clinton, is a disaster. It's a disaster.
Trump is referring to the 1993 North American Free Trade Agreement, negotiated by President George H.W. Bush and signed by Clinton, which opened the doors for trade between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. NAFTA, along with other trade issues like the Trans-Pacific Partnership and admitting China to the World Trade Organization, get a lot of flack from Trump and his supporters. After the rally, Alan McManus, an Altoona native, said he supported renegotiating our trade deals.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. If you don't, then what jobs aren't going to come back here. People are still going to go cross seas or even in Mexico and start building their businesses.
Trump isn't the only candidate bashing trade deals. Hillary Clinton has distanced herself from NAFTA and reversed her support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, saying the U.S. is getting the short end of the stick. In Scranton, she outlined her 5-point economic plan, including this.
We're going to crack down on companies that ship jobs and profits overseas.
Clinton's supporters, like Trump's, are catching the theme. Bad times have bad trade deals to blame. But in Pennsylvania, a lot of manufacturing jobs were lost well before NAFTA. They went to the Sun Belt, where labor wasn't unionized, or they fell victim to automation. Mauro Gillen, a professor at the Wharton School of Business, says international trade is just part of a modern economy.
Certain kinds of jobs, right, in certain industries like metals, steel, auto parts, would have gone somewhere else in the world if it weren't Mexico. And let's also keep in mind that there's been a lot of jobs created in the United States as a result of NAFTA.
But those new jobs aren't always in the same place as the old jobs, and they often require a higher education. For example, new jobs in the tech sector and even advanced manufacturing often require at least an associate's degree. Faribor's Gadar, a professor at the Smeal School of Business at Penn State, says Pennsylvania hasn't responded well to those challenges.
Particularly in rural Pennsylvania, 45% of the adults today have no more than a high school degree. This presents a difficulty if you want to compete in the newer jobs.
Gadar says those who are qualified and able leave the state, finding work in areas that have benefited from trade. Those who remain behind feel shut out of the global economy, because in many ways, they are.
The issue is not really whether we have a bad deal. It's that what are we going to do for the people who don't benefit from the trade deal?
The answer, then, is not to bring steel mills and textile factories back to Pennsylvania, but rather to create advanced manufacturing opportunities and a workforce to match. The candidates are aware of that. Clinton plans to offer debt-free college and workforce training, as well as what she calls the largest investment in good-paying jobs since World War II. Trump intends to cut taxes for businesses and middle-class Americans, which he says will rev up job creation. But even if the anti-trade rhetoric is oversimplified and the effect of NAFTA a net gain for the nation, it's always good for a cheer in Pennsylvania, where convention centers are full of those left behind. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.